boy?
The ideal boy. No, the ideal boy. The word he would use is ideal boy. You know, we were in search of ideal boy. There was another phase of Baba's work. Had you all heard? Did you hear of that before? Yeah. There was a phase like that. So just as we were in search of the poor, we were in search of the poor family, we were in search of sadhus, we were in search of saints, we were in search of perfect masters, we were in search of mad and the musts and all. So likewise, we were in search of an ideal boy and an ideal woman also there was before in the early years. Mm-hmm. And a couple of them went also accompanied Baba on ship and all that sort of thing. So there was that. It's just a passing thing, you know, lost in memories. But this reminded me, oh, it's nice. Hope he continues to be here because he suited all the requirements that were there. He was very handsome, very young. Handsome, young, healthy, and had spiritual tendencies. Seems to have, because he's lying like that without any paraphernalia, nothing there. Who could he be? Well, with such thoughts were there, with such thoughts. I couldn't afford to wait there. Didn't have the heart to disturb this innocent young lad, the man sleeping like that. He must be about in his teens, 18 or 16 or eight, between 16 and 18. So I went and went to the railway station to receive Baba. So, well, first thing that I received him, I said, any news? Any news? I said, there's no news. Everything is all well around here. It's all fine, as usual. So no news? This is the sign, news, something new. Something new. Anything crop up, news. I said, nothing. Then when we came, naturally we came by Tonga. Horse carriage as far as this junction where we had to decide. Naturally, we had to take the boat and cross the river and take Baba to the house where we used to stay. So while we are getting down, all of a sudden the thought came back to me. I said, Baba, you are asking me whether there's any news or anything, something new that has cropped up, and there is something. But that would entail you to walk all that distance, and it's not proper for me to tell you at this because you are tired and all that. He says, no, what is it? Tell me. So I said, it seems that I have spotted the ideal boy. That's all. Wonderful, he says. That pleased him very much, you know. He says, come on, let's go and see. I said, Baba, it will be a long tour. And then I told him that, well, I had the whim to go through the forest, and I found him there. He says, come on, take the same route. So we walked all the distance with all the luggage and all that. Long distance to Lakshman Jula, crossed the Jula, and then started coming by the forest. And by that time, I was not sure whether the lad was there still. But well, it's good to attempt. Because we were really anxious to find an ideal boy for Baba. That was the phase also. So then Baba came, and I said, and sure enough, the boy was still there. But he was not asleep, but he was sitting. So I said, Baba, we are approaching that place where I had found him lying down and fast asleep. I hope he is awake now. And we come there and he's sitting there. And Baba was very happy to see him. Very happy. And I was so happy that Baba was happy. At last, it put an end to all our search and the embarrassments to find an ideal boy. So Baba then goes. So Baba tells me to find out who he is, what is the purpose, why is he here like this. So I approach him, Baba is there. So seeing Baba and us, he got up. So I said, since when you are here? So he said, since yesterday. From where have you come? Well, there's no such place from where I have come. I have come. Baba liked the answer. Where do you want to go? He says, nowhere. Baba liked the answer also. So, So what will you do? He says, well, I'll just wander like this. But I am in search of the living master. Because when I set out from my place, my master told me that the master of the age is the one who is totally silent. Oh, I said, wonderful. In my mind, you see. So then at that moment, Baba comes out, steps forward a little bit. He says, your search has ended. Baba says that to him. Your search has ended.
Pardon? Baba spoke.
No, when I say that Baba says means he gesticulates means through his signs and all that, yeah. Or the board that he carries. He used to always carry the board, so he'll take it out and just say. So the man sees, the young one sees that Baba doesn't speak. So he immediately looks at Baba and says, you are the silent one? So Baba says, yes, I am the one. So he falls at Baba's feet. He says, your search has ended now. All that you have to do is to just remember me and keep staying over here till I order you to leave. Don't go anywhere now. And that was one of the happiest moments for Baba. As you say, when was Baba happy, you see? So then what happened is that, well, then Baba said, you keep staying here. And then Baba left the place, and of course we all left, and we went back to our place. It was about half a mile from there. Our place was half a mile from there. And then as soon as Baba arrived there, Baba was all the time, while on the way also, he says, see, young, so young, and he has left the whole world, not a piece of cloth on his body, and how must he be feeling during the winter months, because in the Himalayan regions, it's on the foothills of Himalayas. In winter it's very cold, in summer it's very hot. Hot because of the heat that gets radiated through the mountains, you see, because of the mountains. Yeah, and no, the mountain heat, the mountains, the rocks get heated and then you go. Man, all the time thinking about him. He most probably, the young one was thinking of him. And in return, he was thinking of him all the time. So when we went there and reached there, says, the first thing that you should do is to go and take some food for him. So I went to the women's kitchen, collected some food, and I went. I thought that, well, that is the end of it. Never knew that almost the whole day of mine was spent in going back and forth, back and forth, back. I said, why did I do that? Why did I show him? Because now the beloved and the lover are in love with each other, you see. And there's no end to all this sort of thing. So he started sending out things. Then he sent that he must have something to while away his time. So have you all got some literature on Baba? So we produce something in the language, vernacular language. And then he said, how will he lie down? How will he sleep? He had come absolutely naked. He had nothing to do with comforts or anything. He had renounced everything. But now everything is being showered upon him to make him feel cozy, comfortable, satisfied, and everything, yeah. It was an uncomfortable experience for him, no doubt. Later on we found. So what happened is, sure, it is a fact that the whole day was passed like that. And I was dead tired, going back and forth. In the morning I wanted to have a good walk. And why did I have it in the first place? It served right, you see, to satisfy my hobby to the full of walk. Then what happened is that Baba sent a bedding roll, Baba sent some pots, Baba sent some tins, you know, to put rice and lentils and all that. Baba told me to take some faggots for him to cook the food, pots, pans, everything. The whole household is arranged there in that dilapidated little place. And with books for his pastime. Water is by the side, the river water is there. It's ice cold, beautiful, fine. Now he starts sending him the message every day now. So he says, what you have to do is to just take my name, repeat my name, remember me. Don't leave till I tell you to leave. Don't come to me. Just be here. And money, Very soon, in 5 minutes, we'll ask Bruce to start his story. Yeah.
But don't start before I come.
But then you should come within... Okay. So then what happened is... Excuse me for this little interruption. So... days are passing by. And Baba is very happy and satisfied with the answers he gives and meticulously he is obeying. Baba, I forgot one thing. Baba said that for a true disciple, what you have to do, you had the longing to find me, and in answer to the longing, I am here. That's the first meeting, and that was the last meeting of Baba. And now that I have fulfilled your longing, now it's your turn. And what you have to do is now to obey me. You should return this by obeying me, and obeying me implicitly. Do exactly as I tell you to do. So that's what he told him to do, to stay there and eat food, cook food, eat it, have a good appetite, have good food, good sleep, and everything comfortable. Nothing, no austerities. With him, there is no austerity. When you are there with him, didn't Jesus say, what did he say at the time? When the disciples of John the Baptist complained that the disciples of Jesus were having good feasts, what did he say?
I can't tell you.
When the bridegroom himself is here.
Pardon?
When the bridegroom himself is here, there's no need for this austerity.
You haven't read that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what is the Janki misinformed me then? Not really.
No.
Okay. So you simply love him without knowing what he said?
No.
Okay.
We'll leave it at that.
Okay. So the thing is that that's what Jesus said.
Mm-hmm.
But how can you expect those who are around me to fast when the bridegroom is here in your midst?
Mm-hmm.
It's a party, it's a feast all the time. So that's how it was. So with this man also, who had left the world, it was a regular feast for him, which made him feel very uncomfortable. And that was the reason, most probably, because he got attached to his renunciation. Baba wanted to get detached from his renunciation. See, that's how we felt. So what we find now at the end of the whole thing is, to cut short the whole episode, it's just now that we are now, after staying there for about, I think, a month and a half, we had to leave. And we are leaving in a bus now. A special bus has been, commissioned. The bus has come to the river end there. All of us are being transported through the boats, ferries. And we are there and we all board the bus. A day prior to that, Baba told him that we are leaving at about, say, 9 o'clock. And you can leave in the morning, 7 o'clock, whenever you want to leave. But now we are leaving, so now you also leave. But see that anything and everything that you have, which I have given to you, you don't leave anything behind. And, well, it was just a thing that message had to be conveyed to him, so I conveyed. Little did I realize that what it would be for the man, for the young one. So he had given him a mat, chatai. What do you call that chatai?
Woven
straw.
Bamboo. Huh? Woven bamboo.
Yeah, bamboo mat and a little, quilt-like thing, a rug and pots and pans and tins and the pitcher and all these things, I just conveyed the message. But he was so scrupulous in obeying Baba that what happened is, and it started raining that day, I still remember. And we are in the bus and Baba is by my side. And there, from a distance, Baba himself spots him. He has already moved out. So he's walking with all this. It appeared as if a tent is moving, you see. Having carried everything, he's so much burdened. He was so unburdened at the time when we found him. But when he found him, he was burdened, you see. With the love, the pourings of love, you see. The shower of love that was there. External signs. And Baba was very pleased that he obeyed him, literally. Very happy. Seeing him, having him, and at the end, we haven't seen him since. And Baba had said that, he's so blessed, he's so fortunate. It made me feel that, might be His grace will descend any moment and He will be out of this world for us. But we don't know what has happened to Him. Since then we have never met Him again. We never heard from Him anything. It is so.